This is Sean Tepper, the host of Top Stocks, a podcast where I provide quick tips on investing without the fluff. This is a no-nonsense, to-the-point podcast where my goals help you make more confident decisions in the stock market. Let's go. In this video, I'll break down three ways you can make an extra $1,000 a month as a student, no matter if you're somebody who's in college, maybe you're at a tech school, or maybe you're even in high school. These options can work for you. All right, I'll break this down into threes. I'll start with three things you should avoid, and I'll get to the three things you should consider doing to make some extra money. Okay, things to avoid. Number one would be trading stocks or crypto. So trading stocks and crypto, very risky. Here at Ticker, we're all about investing. Investing and trading are very different. Investing is all about time in the market, whereas trading is all about timing the market. Statistically speaking, 99% of traders lose money. They're trying to time their entry and exit, buy and sell, and that's very hard to do. That's why most traders lose money. With investing, we're all about buying and buying more and let compound interest work for you. That's how people become millionaires and multimillionaires, is compound interest working for you. So if you see somebody out there talking about trading, in most cases, and I only know this to be true because I've talked to a few of these people, is they are boasting on social media about how much they made, but they're not telling you how much they lost leading up to that. In most cases, they're still in the negative trying to make up for lost time. So they do a boast or a play, kind of brag on what they just did. If they made $10,000 in the last 24 hours trading crypto, well, you should ask them the question, how much did you lose in the last week or last month? So do not get involved with trading stocks or trading crypto. If you want to get involved in investing, that's when I recommend you check out Ticker. Anyway, I'll keep moving here. So that's number one. Number two, avoid getting into drop shipping. Now, I'm a fan of e-commerce, which is all about selling a physical product, and drop shipping is very similar, but in most cases, you're going to work with a big player such as Amazon FBA. I will see people talking about on social media how much money they made with drop shipping, but I also know this because I've talked to several people who are in the drop shipping industry or who were in that industry, and they've talked about the profit margins. So get this, profit margins of drop shipping can be about 10 to 15%. Here's some nice round numbers. If you sell a product for $100, 90 of it is going out the door and you get to pocket 10. It's not very good profit margins. And in most cases, when you see these people on social media or YouTube bragging about how much they make, they're talking about how much they made gross, that top line revenue. They're not talking about how much profit they made. So be very careful with drop shipping. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of time and effort to find a product, then set up that product, get reviews on that product, and then really think about how you fulfill that product, whether it's through Amazon or if you try to do it yourself through e-commerce, such as using Shopify or Wix or Squarespace. Again, overall, it's a lot of work, especially for students. I would be very careful with drop shipping. However, if you are interested in e-commerce, I would maybe go work for somebody if you want to get into that line of work, because a lot of big brands, I think about Walmart and Target and every brand out there selling a physical product, e-commerce is where they make a lot of money. So it can be a great line of work to get into, but don't try to create your own business. Okay, moving on to number three thing you should not do, join a pyramid scheme. Now, pyramid schemes aren't as popular as they were in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, but they are still out there. So if you hear anybody and they walk up to you and say, hey, you could buy this product and you could recruit three other people to work under you. And if they buy product and if they get three other people to join them and everybody's buying product, guess what? You get residuals. It's a great way to make passive income. No, it's not. 90% or more of people who get involved with a pyramid scheme, they're losing money. Again, not as common as it used to be, but just be very careful. If somebody pitches you one of these schemes, simply go to YouTube and type in pyramid scheme scam or something like it. You'll see some really entertaining stories. All right, so those are three things you should avoid to make money. Let's get into three ways you can make money legitimately. Let's take a quick commercial break. Have you ever lost money in the stock market? Maybe you heard or saw a comment on YouTube, TikTok, Reddit, Twitter, or another social platform? Or maybe you just received bad advice from a friend. Yeah, I think we've all been there. Most people lose money in the stock market because they make decisions based on emotions. What if you could remove emotions from investing? What if you could make consistent returns in the stock market? And what if there's a software that did the hard work for you? Introducing Ticker, a platform that helps you manage your own investments with confidence. Get started today with a free trial. Visit ticker.com. That's T-Y-K-R.com. Again, ticker.com. And these three ways are not glamorous, but they are legitimate ways you can make money. In the first one, I'm actually going to leverage my own experience. So, number one, hotel jobs. So when I was in college in the early 2000s, I asked myself the question, what types of companies do not close? Well, hotels do not close. They are open 24/7, especially hotels in bigger cities. They have a lot of different revenue streams. In other words, they have a lot of different departments. So for example, hotels have bartenders, waiters, waitresses, they've got front desk, they've got hotel security, they even have engineering or maintenance. And I got into hotel security. It was a great way to learn about the overall business. I got to work with a lot of celebrities, Snoop Dogg, Jerry Seinfeld, Bon Jovi, Meg Ryan, popular actress from the 80s and 90s. There's kind of a list that went on from there, but really good experience there. But it was great because I was able to work second shift. I was able to go to school first shift, and I was able to work 40 hours a week. And that allowed me to pay for school as I went. With a little help from mom and dad, I was able to graduate with no student loans. But anyways, a great way to not only learn the business, but make some money. Now, I really have to drill into this on how important it is to do customer service jobs, because there's a lot of people out there who graduate from school. In fact, they never work a job through high school and college. And I'm seeing these YouTube videos of these younger kids recording videos crying because they didn't realize how hard work is. And a big part of it is you're gonna get customers that are unruly, they have a bad attitude, they're gonna treat you like garbage. You're gonna have coworkers talking behind your back, treating you like garbage, talking down to you. This is another Tuesday. If you would have worked a customer service job when you were in high school or college, you'd be totally prepared for the real world. So that's why I tell people, when you're in high school or college, get into customer service. Go work at a hotel job, increase your street smarts, increase your emotional intelligence, be more resilient to people pushing you around, and just be prepared for the real world. You make some money and really level up your street smarts altogether. All right, now let's get into the math here, because that's why you really clicked on this video. How much money can you make? So when I was working a hotel job in the early 2000s, I was making about 10 bucks an hour. Did a little homework. Nowadays, it's about 15 bucks an hour. I know some of these jobs, such as bartending or being a waiter or waitress, you can make a bit more because of tips, but we'll just use the nice round number, 15 bucks an hour. If you're working 20 hours a week at 15 bucks an hour, you're making 300 bucks a week times four, there you go, 1200 bucks a month. Most people out there, especially if you're a student, you can find 20 hours in your week. If you can't, you need to kind of rethink your time management skills, but that's a good starting point. So that's number one, hotel jobs. Number two, this is becoming more popular, tutoring. So I'm seeing a lot of kids that are getting into tutoring in like year two, year three, year four, whatever university they're at. And they're usually charging between 15 and 50 bucks an hour. So looking at the math here, you go 20 hours a week times 25 bucks an hour, that's 500 bucks a week times four, that's 2000 bucks a month. Again, most cases you can find 20 hours in a week, you can carve that out, use some time management skills, but that's some pretty good money along with school. All right, and number three, this is a fun one, start an agency. So I'm seeing a lot of students out there getting into photography, videography, podcast editing, and website design. So I'm seeing college students who are doing senior portraits for seniors in high school. They're also doing graduation photos. They're also doing some wedding photography. There's also wedding videography. You could also do videography for small businesses. A really in-demand service right now is podcast editing. A lot of businesses, especially business leaders, they want to be on podcasts, they want to host podcasts. The most non-glamorous part of a podcast is editing. It's a lot of work. And that's why you can polish up your skills with like Adobe Premiere or Audition. You could probably take a course over a weekend and get up to speed, but you don't have to make them fancy. They can turn out great, but it's a great way to help some small businesses and make some money. And then, of course, there's website design. You can always reach out to small businesses and build some websites with either WordPress or Wix, Squarespace, or Shopify. Great place to make some money there. All right, before I get to the numbers, one question you may have is, how do I get customers? So the best way to do it is to serve one or two customers for a limited time for free, but in exchange, get a testimonial and get referrals. So here's how it works. If I were somebody that was looking to do podcast editing, I would reach out to businesses and just get to know them. Are they looking for podcasting services? Are they looking to get more exposure with podcasting? You could say, hey, I want to edit an episode or two for free. And if you like my service, then let's consider working together ongoing. And the idea there is an exchange for your service is get a testimonial and then ask them, hey, if you're happy with my work, do you have anybody else in mind you can give me a referral to? Or phrase it like this, do you have anybody else there you know I could reach out to? And that's how you build a service business. It's not about doing ads or trying to do something fancy out there. It's really about building relationships. So it all starts with that first customer to provide great service and ask them, is there anybody else out there you know I could help? It's really simple. And then it kind of snowballs from there. And then eventually you aren't asking, people are just coming to you. They're going to email you or call you and say, hey, my friend said you're a great person to help out with whatever service it is. With the photography part, that's really easy. You can reach out to a school, let's say a local high school, see if you can help them with photography there. And again, you can start small with, if it's weddings, you could do a wedding for a low cost and then get a testimonial and then see if there's anybody else out there in the network that are they looking for that kind of service. But let's run the math here on how much money you can make. In the United States, if you're creating this type of agency model, you can probably charge between like 25 and 50 bucks an hour. Now, if you're full-time out of school and you get into the agency world, that's when the numbers can dial up to like 100, 200, sometimes 300 bucks an hour, somewhere in there. So you probably don't want to go there right away. You probably want to charge between 25 and 50 bucks an hour. So in this case, let's say you're working 20 hours a week at 50 bucks an hour. That's $1,000 per week times four, there's $4,000 per month. Can you work 20 hours a week doing photography or videography? Maybe. I would say it's probably closer to 10, but you never know. You could be pretty busy. You could get a lot of referrals. With the podcast editing, that is most likely going to be a little more efficient because it's people sending you raw audio files to like a Google Drive or Dropbox. You pull it down, you edit it, lift it back up, and rinse and repeat. So it's a lot more efficient. You probably get to 20 hours a week podcast editing. But overall, those are three ways you can make over $1,000 a month as a student. Now, one more thing I'd like you to think about is investing. Compound interest working for you is one of the most important decisions you can make. And I wish I would have known what I know now when I was in high school or college. The amount of money I would have made in the stock market would have been ridiculous. Ticker, my business is all about teaching people to invest safely and wisely in the stock market. So if you're a student, I would try to carve out, you know, maybe 100 to 200 bucks every month if you can spare it and put it into the stock market. Use Ticker, buy some strong stocks and start making money work for you. Because when you graduate and start making more money, you're going to have that discipline and training with investing. And if you go out 5 years and 10 years, the amount of money you're gonna have in your broker account is gonna be ridiculous. So start early, start small, do whatever you can to start investing early. But anyway, I'll stop there. Those are three legitimate ways you can make more money. And of course, I encourage you to start investing on your own. If you like this video, hit that like button. If you wanna see more videos like it, hit that subscribe button. And if you wanna confidently start investing on your own, I invite you to join Ticker for free. say thank you for checking out this podcast. I know there's a lot of other podcasts you could be listening to, so thanks for spending some time with me. Also, if you have a moment, could you please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review? The more reviews we get, the more Apple will share this podcast with the world. So thanks for doing that. And last thing, if you do hear any stocks mentioned on this podcast, please keep in mind, this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Please do not make a buy or sell decision based solely on what you hear. All right, thanks for your time. Talk to you later. See ya.